From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump spells out his plan for immigration. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has reaffirmed his vow to crack down on undocumented immigrants living in the United States, putting to rest weeks of speculation that he was softening his tone on the issue. VOA's Richard Green has the full story on Trump's long-anticipated speech highlighting the cornerstone of his candidacy.
The billionaire real estate developer laid out a series of goals in a passionate speech Wednesday night in Phoenix, Arizona, beginning with his key promise to build a wall along the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S. border with Mexico.
And Mexico will pay for the wall.
Trump also pledged to create a new special force that will deport all undocumented immigrants from the United States to their home countries. The aggressive tone of Trump's speech was in sharp contrast to his subdued appearance earlier Wednesday during a joint press conference with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico City. Trump told reporters that he and Peña Nieto did not discuss whether the U.S. or Mexico would pay for his proposed wall. But in a series of Twitter messages, the Mexican leader insisted he told Trump that his country will not pay for the barrier. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Tim Cook, the chief executive of Apple, called a recent tax bill handed to the company by the European Union total political crap and claimed that a bias against the U.S. led to the decision. In an interview with the Irish Independent Thursday, Cook vowed to stand with Ireland to fight the ruling and said it had no basis in law or in fact. Cook went on to say Abbott was targeted because it is a U.S. company operating in Europe. This is VOA News. Gabon's opposition says security forces killed two people and wounded 19 at his headquarters Thursday as violence erupted after President Ali Bongo was declared the winner of disputed polls. Thousands of angry protesters poured onto the streets of Libreville late Wednesday, accusing the government of stealing the election after Bongo won a second term by a razor-thin margin over rival Jinping. Gunfire crackled across the city and plumes of smoke billowed from the torch parliament building as protesters clashed with heavily armed security forces. The parliament building's facade was blackened by fire and its windows were smashed. Protesters had torn down its huge main gate and torched the sentry box at the entry. It was not immediately clear where Ping, a veteran diplomat and former top African Union official who had earlier declared himself the poll winner, had taken refuge. U.S. President Barack Obama is getting an up-close view Thursday of the world's largest sanctuary for ocean life, a week after he signed off on a massive expansion of the protected area extending northwest from the islands of Hawaii. Ahead of his visit to the Papawanuukea Marine National Monument, Obama told a gathering of Pacific Island nation leaders that conservation has been a key part of his presidency.
Few people understand, I think, the stakes better than our Pacific Island leaders, because they're seeing already the impact. Rising temperatures and sea levels pose an existential threat to your countries. And while some members of the U.S. Congress still seem to be debating whether climate change is real or not, many of you are already planning for new places for your people to live.
The president will travel next to China for a G20 summit where he said climate change will be a centerpiece of the agenda. Pope Francis Thursday proposed that caring for the environment be added to the traditional seven works of mercy that Christians are called to perform, taking his green agenda to a new level by supplementing Jesus' gospel's call to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and visit the sick. Indonesia is screening travelers from neighboring Singapore for the mosquito-borne Zika virus as the city-state reports a growing number of infections and its first case of a pregnant woman testing positive. The Indonesian Health Ministry spokesman Oscar Pramadi said Thursday that health officials are recommending that the foreign ministry issue an advisory against non-essential travel to Singapore, particularly for pregnant women. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.